You're listening to SBS News.
At a time of heightened tension in the region, China's President Xi Jinping issued this warning.
We want to show the attitude and comprehensively strengthen military training and get ready for war.
The rhetoric suggests escalation. Today, Australia's Defence Minister Richard Marles confirming that highly sensitive national secrets may have been compromised.
For those who do come into possession of our nation's secrets, either through service in the Australian Defence Force or indeed service in any other part of the Commonwealth, there is an enduring obligation to maintain those secrets for as long as they are secrets, which persists well after their engagement with the Commonwealth, and to breach that obligation is a very serious crime.
The warning follows reports that Beijing has been trying to recruit retired Western pilots to help train its military.
In the information that has now been provided to me by Defence, there are enough concerns in my mind that I have asked Defence to engage in a detailed examination.
An investigation has now been launched into the laws that apply to former Defence personnel who are privy to secret intelligence. This urgent review comes after an initial inquiry when the claims first surfaced last month. While confirming a number of cases are under investigation, the Department Secretary, Greg Moriarty, was unwilling to say just how many.
I'm not prepared to go that far. We are collaborating very closely with the other security agencies, and I wish the nature of that collaboration and the information that's being shared to remain confidential.
Dennis Richardson, a former secretary of the department, says he's shocked by the developments.
This has come out of the blue. I don't think any of us thought that a former ex-serviceman or woman would think it appropriate to actively help the Chinese on matters of this kind.
Richard Marles committing to procedural overhauls if so required.
If there are any weaknesses in the policies and procedures that do currently apply in respect of our former defence personnel, then the Albanese Labor government is absolutely committed to fixing those weaknesses so as to keep Australia safe.
The opposition has committed to supporting government legislation if it's deemed necessary. Shadow Defence Minister and former SAS soldier Andrew Hastie revealing to the ABC that he's aware of some who've been approached.
I received some calls from former serving fighter pilots who said that former colleagues of theirs had been approached by Chinese interests to assist with the training of the PLA.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is just days away from travelling overseas to meet with world leaders at the ASEAN, G20 and APEC summits. He's hopeful for a meeting with China's President Xi Jinping, who'll also attend. It would be the first meeting with an Australian Prime Minister in 6 years.
I've made it very clear that dialogue is a good thing. And so if a meeting is arranged with Xi, then that would be a positive thing.
And there was some dialogue on Capitol Hill. The opposition leader, Peter Dutton, yesterday meeting with China's ambassador to Australia. Tina Quinn, SBS News.